Leviticus chapter 21. Ordinances relating to the priests. 21:1. The Lord said also to Moses, Speak to the priests the sons of Aaron, and thou shalt say for them, Let not a priest incur an uncleanness at the death of his citizens. An uncleanness, viz., such as was contracted in laying out the dead body, or touching it, or in going into the house, or assisting at the funeral, etc. 21:2. But only for his kin, such as are near in blood. That is to say, for his father and for his mother, and for his son, and for his daughter, for his brother also. 21:3. And for a maiden sister, who hath had no husband. 21:4. But not even for the prince of his people shall he do anything that may make him unclean. 21:5. Neither shall they shave their head, nor their beard, nor make incisions in their flesh. 21:6. They shall be holy to their God, and shall not profane his name. For they offer the burnt offering of the Lord, and the bread of their God, and therefore they shall be holy. 21:7. They shall not take to wife a harlot or a vile prostitute, nor one that has been put away from her husband, because they are consecrated to their God. 21:8. And offer the loaves of proposition. Let them therefore be holy because I also am holy, the Lord, who sanctify them. 21:9. If the daughter of a priest be taken in whoredom and dishonor the name of her father, she shall be burnt with fire. 21:10. The high priest, that is to say, the priest who is the greatest among his brethren, upon whose head the oil of unction hath been poured, and whose hands have been consecrated for the priesthood, and who hath been vested with the holy vestments, he shall not uncover his head, he shall not rend his garments. 21:11. Nor shall he go in at all to any dead person. Not even for his father, or his mother, shall he be defiled. 21:12. Neither shall he go out of the holy places, lest he defile the sanctuary of the Lord, because the oil of the holy unction of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. 21:13. He shall take a virgin unto his wife. 21:14. But a widow or one that is divorced, or defied, or a harlot, he shall not take, but a maid of his own people. 21:15. He shall not mingle the stock of his kindred with the common people of this nation. For I am the Lord who sanctify him. 21:16. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 21:17. Say to Aaron, Whosoever of thy seed throughout their families hath a blemish, he shall not offer bread to his God. 21:18. Neither shall he approach to minister to him, if he be blind, if he be lame, if he have a little, or a great, or a crooked nose. 21:19. If his foot, or if his hand be broken. 21:20. If he be crook-backed, or blear-eyed, or have a pearl in his eye, or a continual scab, or a dry scurf in his body, or a rupture. 21:21. Whosoever of the seed of Aaron the priest hath a blemish, he shall not approach to offer sacrifices to the Lord, nor bread to his God. 21:22. He shall eat nevertheless of the loaves that are offered in the sanctuary. 21:23. Yet so that he enter not within the veil, nor approach to the altar, because he hath a blemish, and he must not defile my sanctuary. I am the Lord who sanctify them. 21:24. Moses, therefore, spoke to Aaron, and to his sons and to all Israel, all the things that had been commanded him. Leviticus chapter 22. Who may eat the holy things, and what things may be offered. 22:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 22:2. Speak to Aaron and to his sons, that they beware of those things that are consecrated of the children of Israel, and defile not the name of the things sanctified to me, which they offer. I am the Lord. 22:3. Say to them and to their posterity, Every man of your race, that approacheth to those things that are consecrated, and which the children of Israel have offered to the Lord, in whom there is uncleanness, shall perish before the Lord. I am the Lord. Approacheth, etc. This is to give us to understand, with what purity of soul we are to approach to the blessed sacrament of which these meats that had been offered in sacrifice were a figure. 22:4. The man of the seed of Aaron, that is a leper, or that suffereth the running of the seed, shall not eat of those things that are sanctified to me, until he be healed. He that toucheth anything unclean by occasion of the dead, and he whose seed goeth from him is in generation. 22:5. And he that toucheth a creeping thing, or any unclean thing, the touching of which is defiling. 22:6 shall be unclean until the evening, and shall not eat those things that are sanctified, but when he hath washed his flesh with water. 22:7 when the sun is down, then being purified, he shall eat of the sanctified things, because it is his meat. 22:8 that which dieth of itself, and that which was taken by a beast, they shall not eat, nor be defiled therewith. I am the Lord. 22:9 let them keep my precepts, that they may not fall into sin, and die in the sanctuary, when they shall have defiled it. I am the Lord who sanctify them. 22:10 no stranger shall eat of the sanctified things. A sojourner of the priests, or a hired servant, shall not eat of them. 22:11 but he whom the priest hath got, and he that is his servant, born in his house, these shall eat of them. 22:12 if the daughter of a priest be married to any of the people, she shall not eat of those things that are sanctified, nor of the first fruits. 22:13 but if she be a widow, or divorced, and having no children return to her father's house, she shall eat of her father's meats, as she was wont to do when she was a maid. No stranger hath leave to eat of them. 22:14 he that eateth of the sanctified things through ignorance, shall add the fifth part with that which he ate, and shall give it to the priest into the sanctuary. 22:15 and they shall not profane the sanctified things of the children of Israel, which they offer to the Lord. 22:16 lest perhaps they bear the iniquity of their trespass, when they shall have eaten the sanctified things. I am the Lord who sanctify them. 22:17 and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 22:18 speak to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, the man of the house of Israel, and of the strangers who dwell with you, that offer of his oblation, either paying his vows, or offering of his own accord, whatsoever it be which he presenteth for a holocaust of the Lord. 22:19 to be offered by you, it shall be a male without blemish of the beeves, or of the sheep, or of the goats. 22:20 if it have a blemish you shall not offer it, neither shall it be acceptable. 22:21 the man that offereth a victim of peace offerings to the Lord, either paying his vows, or offering of his own accord, whether of beeves or of sheep, shall offer it without blemish, that it may be acceptable. There shall be no blemish in it. 22:22 if it be blind, or broken, or have a scar or blisters, or a scab, or a dry scurf, you shall not offer them to the Lord, nor burn anything of them upon the Lord's altar. 22:23 an ox or a sheep, that hath the ear and the tail cut off, thou mayest offer voluntarily, but a vow may not be paid with them. 22:24 you shall not offer to the Lord any beast that hath the testicles bruised, or crushed, or cut and taken away, neither shall you do any such things in your land. 22:25 you shall not offer bread to your God, from the hand of a stranger, nor any other thing that he would give, because they are all corrupted, and defiled. You shall not receive them. 22:26 and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 22:27 when a bullock, or a sheep, or a goat, is brought forth, they shall be 7 days under the udder of their dam, but the eighth day, and thenceforth, they may be offered to the Lord. 22:28 whether it be a cow, or a sheep, they shall not be sacrificed the same day with their young ones. 22:29 if you immolate a victim for thanksgiving to the Lord, that he may be favorable. 22:30 you shall eat it the same day. There shall not any of it remain until the morning of the next day. I am the Lord. 22:31 keep my commandments, and do them. I am the Lord. 22:32 profane not my holy name, that I may be sanctified in the midst of the children of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctify you. 22:33 and who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that I might be your God. I am the Lord. Leviticus chapter 23 holy days to be kept. 23:1 and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 23:2 speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, these are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall call holy. 23:3 6 days shall ye do work, the seventh day, because it is the rest of the Sabbath, shall be called holy. You shall do no work on that day. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your habitations. 23:4 These also are the holy days of the Lord, which you must celebrate in their seasons. 23:5. The first month, the 14th day of the month at evening, is the feast of the Lord. 23:6. And the 15th day of the same month is the solemnity of the unleavened bread of the Lord. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. 23:7. The first day shall be most solemn unto you, and holy. You shall do no servile work therein. 23:8. But you shall offer sacrifice and fire to the Lord 7 days, and the seventh day shall be more solemn, and more holy, and you shall do no servile work therein. 23:9. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 23:10. Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, When you shall have entered into the land which I will give you, and shall reap your corn, you shall bring sheaves of ears, the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. 23:11. Who shall lift up the sheaf before the Lord, the next day after the Sabbath, that it may be acceptable for you, and shall sanctify it? 23:12. And on the same day that the sheaf is consecrated, a lamb without blemish of the first year shall be killed for a holocaust of the Lord. 23:13. And the libations shall be offered with it. 2/10 of flour tempered with oil, for a burnt offering of the Lord, and a most sweet odor. Libations also of wine, the fourth part of a hin. 23:14. You shall not eat either bread, or parched corn, or frumenty or the harvest, until the day that you shall offer thereof to your God. It is a precept forever throughout your generations, and all your dwellings. 23:15. You shall count therefore from the morrow after the Sabbath, wherein you offered the sheaf of first fruits, 7 full weeks. 23:16. Even unto the morrow after the seventh week be expired, that is to say, 50 days, and so you shall offer a new sacrifice to the Lord. 23:17. Out of all your dwellings, 2 loaves of the first fruits, of 2/10 of flour leavened, which you shall bake for the first fruits of the Lord. 23:18. And you shall offer with the loaves 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 calf from the herd, and they shall be for a holocaust with their 2 rams. And they shall be for a holocaust with their libations for a most sweet odor to the Lord. 23:19. You shall offer also a buck goat for sin, and 2 lambs of the first year for sacrifices of peace offerings. 23:20. And when the priest hath lifted them up with the loaves of the first fruits before the Lord, they shall fall to his youth. 23:21. And you shall call this day most solemn, and most holy. You shall do no servile work therein. It shall be an everlasting ordinance in all your dwellings and generations. 23:22. And when you reap the corn of your land, you shall not cut it to the very ground, neither shall you gather the ears that remain, but you shall leave them for the poor and for the strangers. I am the Lord your God. 23:23. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 23:24. Say to the children of Israel, The seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall keep a Sabbath, a memorial, with the sound of trumpets, and it shall be called holy. 23:25. You shall do no servile work therein, and you shall offer a holocaust to the Lord. 23:26. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 23:27. Upon the 10th day of this 7th month shall be the day of atonement. It shall be most solemn, and shall be called holy, and you shall await your souls on that day, and shall offer a holocaust to the Lord. 23:28. You shall do no servile work in the time of this day, because it is a day of propitiation, that the Lord your God may be merciful unto you. 23:29. Every soul that is not afflicted on this day shall perish from among his people. 23:30. And every soul that shall do any work, the same will I destroy from among his people. 23:31. You shall do no work therefore on that day. It shall be an everlasting ordinance unto you in all your generations and dwellings. 23:32. It is a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls beginning on the 9th day of the month. From evening until evening you shall celebrate your Sabbaths. 23:33. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 23:34. Say to the children of Israel, From the 15th day of this same 7th month, shall be kept the Feast of Tabernacles, 7 days to the Lord. 23:35. The first day shall be called most solemn and most holy. You shall do no servile work therein. And 7 days you shall offer holocausts to the Lord. 23:36. The eighth day also shall be most solemn and most holy, and you shall offer holocausts to the Lord, for it is the day of assembly and congregation. You shall do no servile work therein. 23:37. These are the feasts of the Lord which you shall call most solemn and most holy, and shall offer on them oblations to the Lord, holocausts and libations according to the rite of every day. 23:38. Besides the Sabbath of the Lord, and your gifts, and those things that you offer by vow, or which you shall give to the Lord voluntarily. 23:39. So from the 15th day of the 7th month, when you shall have gathered in all the fruits of your land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord 7 days. On the first day and the 8th shall be a Sabbath. That is a day of rest. 23:40. And you shall take to you on the first day the fruits of the fairest tree, and branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. 23:41. And you shall keep the solemnity thereof 7 days in the year. It shall be an everlasting ordinance in your generations. In the 7th month shall you celebrate this feast. 23:42. And you shall dwell in towers 7 days. Everyone that is of the race of Israel shall dwell in tabernacles. 23:43. That your posterity may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in tabernacles, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. 23:44. And Moses spoke concerning the feasts of the Lord to the children of Israel. Leviticus chapter 24. The oil for the lamps. The loaves of proposition. The punishment of blasphemy. 24:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 24:2. Command the children of Israel, that they bring unto thee the finest and clearest oil of olives, to furnish the lamps continually. 24:3. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the covenant, and Aaron shall set them from evening until morning before the Lord, by a perpetual service and rite in your generations. 24:4. They shall be set upon the most pure candlestick before the Lord continually. 24:5. Thou shalt take also fine flour, and shalt bake 12 loaves thereof, 2/10 shall be in every loaf. 24:6. And thou shalt set them 6 and 6, one against another, upon the most clean table before the Lord. 24:7. And thou shalt put upon them the clearest frankincense, that the bread may be for a memorial of the oblation of the Lord. 24:8. Every Sabbath they shall be changed before the Lord, being received of the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. 24:9. And they shall be Aaron's and his sons, that they may eat them in the holy place, because it is most holy of the sacrifices of the Lord by a perpetual rite. 24:10. And behold, there went out the son of a woman of Israel, whom she had of an Egyptian, among the children of Israel, and fell at words in the camp with the man of Israel. 24:11. And when he had blasphemed the name, and had cursed it, he was brought to Moses. Now his mother was called Zelumath, the daughter of Dabri, of the tribe of Dan. 24:12. And they put him into prison, till they might know what the Lord would command. 24:13. And the Lord spoke to Moses. 24:14. Saying, bring forth the blasphemer without the camp, and let them that hurt him put their hands upon his head, and let all the people stone him. 24:15. And thou shalt speak to the children of Israel, the man that curseth his God shall bear his sin. 24:16. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, lying let him die. All the multitude shall stone him, whether he be a native or a stranger. He that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, lying let him die. 24:17. He that striketh and killeth a man, lying let him die. 24:18. He that killeth a beast shall make it good, that is to say, shall give beast for beast. 24:19. He that giveth a blemish to any of his neighbors, as he hath done, so shall it be done to him. 24:20. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, shall he restore. What blemish he gave, the like shall he be compelled to suffer. 24:21. He that striketh a beast shall render another. He that striketh a man shall be punished. 24:22. Let there be equal judgment among you, whether he be a stranger or a native that offends, because I am the Lord your God. 24:23. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and they brought forth him that had blasphemed, without the camp, and they stoned him. And the children of Israel did as the Lord had commanded Moses. Leviticus chapter 25. The law of the seventh and of the 50th year of Jubilee. 25:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, 25:2. Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, When you shall have entered into the land which I will give you, observe the rest of the Sabbath of the Lord. 25:3. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and shalt gather the fruits thereof. 25:4. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath to the land, of the resting of the Lord. Thou shalt not sow thy field, nor prune thy vineyard. 25:5. What the ground shall bring forth of itself, thou shalt not reap. Neither shalt thou gather the grapes or the first fruits as a vintage. For it is a year of rest to the land. 25:6. But they shall be unto you for meat, to thee and to thy manservant, to thy maidservant and thy hireling, and to the strangers that sojourn with thee. 25:7. All things that grow shall be meat to thy beasts and to thy cattle. 25:8. Thou shalt also number to thee 7 weeks of years, that is to say, 7 times 7, which together make 49 years. 25:9. And thou shalt sound the trumpet in the 7th month, the 10th day of the month, in the time of the expiation in all your land. 25:10. And thou shalt sanctify the 50th year, and shalt proclaim remission to all the inhabitants of thy land. For it is the year of Jubilee. Every man shall return to his possession, and every one shall go back to his former family. Remission. That is, a general release and discharge from debts and bondage, and a reinstating of every man in his former possessions. 25:11. Because it is the Jubilee and the 50th year, you shall not sow, nor reap the things that grow in the field of their own accord, neither shall you gather the first fruits of the vines. 25:12. Because of the sanctification of the Jubilee, but as they grow you shall presently eat them. 25:13. In the year of the Jubilee all shall return to their possessions. 25:14. When thou shalt sell anything to thy neighbor, or shalt buy of him, grieve not thy brother, but thou shalt buy of him according to the number of years from the Jubilee. 25:15. And he shall sell to thee according to the computation of the fruits. 25:16. The more years remain after the Jubilee, the more shall the price increase. And the less time is counted, so much the less shall the purchase cost. For he shall sell to thee the time of the fruits. 25:17. Do not afflict your countrymen, but let every one fear his God, because I am the Lord your God. 25:18. Do my precepts, and keep my judgments, and fulfill them, that you may dwell in the land without any fear. 25:19. And the ground may yield you its fruits, of which ye may eat your fill, fearing no man's invasion. 25:20. But if you say, What shall we eat the 7th year, if we sow not, nor gather our fruits? 25:21. I will give you my blessing the 6th year, and it shall yield the fruits of 3 years. 25:22. And the 8th year you shall sow, and shall eat of the old fruits, until the 9th year. Till new grow up, you shall eat the old store. 25:23. The land also shall not be sold forever, because it is mine, and you are strangers and sojourners with me. 25:24. For which cause all the country of your possession shall be under the condition of redemption. 25:25. If thy brother being impoverished sell his little possession, and his kinsman will, he may redeem what he had sold. 25:26. But if he have no kinsman, and he himself can find the price to redeem it. 25:27. The value of the fruits shall be counted from that time when he sold it, and the overplus he shall restore to the buyer, and so shall receive his possession again. 25:28. But if his hands find not the means to repay the price, the buyer shall have what he bought, until the year of the Jubilee. For in the year all that is sold shall return to the owner, and to the ancient possessor. 25:29. He that selleth a house within the walls of a city, shall have the liberty to redeem it, until 1 year be expired. 25:30. If he redeem it not, and the whole year be fully out, the buyer shall possess it, and his posterity forever, and it cannot be redeemed, not even in the Jubilee. 25:31. But if the house be in a village that hath no walls, it shall be sold according to the same law as the fields. If it be not redeemed before in the Jubilee, it shall return to the owner. 25:32. The houses of Levites, which are in cities, may always be redeemed. 25:33. If they be not redeemed in the Jubilee, they shall all return to the owners, because the houses of the cities of the Levites are for their possessions among the children of Israel. 25:34. But let not their suburbs be sold, because it is a perpetual possession. 25:35. If thy brother be impoverished, and weak of hand, and thou receive him as a stranger and sojourner, and he live with thee. 25:36. Take not usury of him, nor more than thou gavest. Fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. 25:37. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor exact of him any increase of fruits. 25:38. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that I might give you the land of Canaan, and might be your God. 25:39. If thy brother constrained by poverty sell himself to thee, thou shalt not oppress him with the service of bondservants. 25:40. But he shall be as a hireling and a sojourner. He shall work with thee until the year of the Jubilee. 25:41. And afterwards he shall go out with his children, and shall return to his kindred and to the possession of his fathers. 25:42. For they are my servants, and I brought them out of the land of Egypt. Let them not be sold as bondmen. 25:43. Afflict him not by might, but fear thy God. 25:44. Let your bondmen and your bondwomen be of the nations that are round about you. 25:45. And of the strangers that sojourn among you, or that were born of them in your land, these you shall have for servants. 25:46. And by right of inheritance shall leave them to your posterity, and shall possess them forever. But oppress not your brethren the children of Israel by might. 25:47. If the hand of a stranger or a sojourner grows strong among you, and thy brother being impoverished sell himself to him, or to any of his race. 25:48. After the sale he may be redeemed. He that will of his brethren shall redeem him. 25:49. Either his uncle, or his uncle's son, or his kinsman, by blood, or by affinity. But if he himself be able also, he shall redeem himself. 25:50. Counting only the years from the time of his selling unto the year of the Jubilee, and counting the money that he was sold for, according to the number of the years in the reckoning of a hired servant. 25:51. If there be many years that remain until the Jubilee, according to them shall he also repay the price. 25:52. If few, he shall make the reckoning with him according to the number of the years, and shall repay to the buyer of what remaineth of the years. 25:53. His wages being allowed for which he served before, he shall not afflict him violently in thy sight. 25:54. And if by these means he cannot be redeemed, in the year of the Jubilee he shall go out with his children. 25:55. For the children of Israel are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. Leviticus chapter 26. God's promises to them that keep his commandments, and the many punishments with which he threatens transgressors. 26:1. I am the Lord your God. You shall not make to yourselves any idol or graven thing, neither shall you erect pillars, nor set up a remarkable stone in your land, to adore it. For I am the Lord your God. 26:2. Keep my Sabbaths, and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. 26:3. If you walk in my precepts, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will give you rain in due seasons. 26:4. And the ground shall bring forth its increase, and the trees shall be filled with fruit. 26:5. The threshing of your harvest shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land without fear. 26:6. I will give peace in your coasts. You shall sleep, and there shall be none to make you afraid. I will take away evil beasts, and the sword shall not pass through your quarters. 26:7. You shall pursue your enemies, and they shall fall before you. 26:8. 5 of yours shall pursue 100 others, and 100 of you 10,000. Your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. 26:9. I will look on you, and make you increase. You shall be multiplied, and I will establish my covenant with you. 26:10. You shall eat the oldest of the old store, and, new coming on, you shall cast away the old. 26:11. I will set my tabernacle in the midst of you, and my soul shall not cast you off. 26:12. I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people. 26:13. I am the Lord your God, who have brought you out of the land of the Egyptians, that you should not serve them, and who have broken the chains of your necks, that you might go upright. 26:14. But if you will not hear me, nor do all my commandments. 26:15. If you despise my laws, and contemn my judgments so as not to do those things which are appointed by me, and to make void my covenant. 26:16. I also will do these things to you. I will quickly visit you with poverty, and burning heat, which shall waste your eyes, and consume your lives. You shall sow your seed in pain, which shall be devoured by your enemies. 26:17. I will set my face against you, and you shall fall down before your enemies, and shall be made subject to them that hate you. You shall flee when no man pursueth you. 26:18. But if you will not yet for all this obey me, I will chastise you 7 times more for your sins. 26:19. And I will break the pride of your stubbornness, and I will make to you the heaven above as iron, and the earth as brass. 26:20. Your labor shall be spent in vain. The ground shall not bring forth her increase, nor the trees yield their fruit. 26:21. If you walk contrary to me, and will not hearken to me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you for your sins. 26:22. And I will send in upon you the beasts of the field, to destroy you and your cattle, and make you few in number, and that your highways may be desolate. 26:23. And if even so you will not amend, but will walk contrary to me. 26:24. I also will walk contrary to you, and will strike you 7 times for your sins. 26:25. And I will bring in upon you the sword that shall avenge my covenant. And when you shall flee into the cities, I will send the pestilence in the midst of you, and you shall be delivered into the hands of your enemies. 26:26. After I shall have broken the staff of your bread, so that 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and give it out by weight, and you shall eat, and shall not be filled. 26:27. But if you will not for all this hearken to me, but will walk against me. 26:28. I will also go against you with opposite fury, and I will chastise you with 7 plagues for your sins. 26:29. So that you shall eat the flesh of your sons and of your daughters. 26:30. I will destroy your high places, and break your idols. You shall fall among the ruins of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. 26:31. Insomuch that I will bring your cities to be a wilderness, and I will make your sanctuaries desolate, and will receive no more your sweet odors. 26:32. And I will destroy your land, and your enemies shall be astonished at it, when they shall be the inhabitants thereof. 26:33. And I will scatter you among the Gentiles, and I will draw out the sword after you, and your land shall be desert, and your cities destroyed. 26:34. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths all the days of her desolation, when you shall be. 26:35. In the enemy's land, she shall keep a Sabbath, and rest in the Sabbaths of her desolation, because she did not rest in your Sabbaths, when you dwelt therein. 26:36. And as to them that shall remain of you, I will send fear in their hearts in the countries of their enemies. The sound of a flying leaf shall terrify them, and they shall flee as it were from the sword. They shall fall, when no man pursueth them. 26:37. And they shall every one fall upon their brethren as fleeing from wars. None of you shall dare to resist your enemies. 26:38. You shall perish among the Gentiles, and an enemy's land shall consume you. 26:39. And if with them also some remain, they shall pine away in their iniquities, in the land of their enemies, and they shall be afflicted for the sins of their fathers, and their own. 26:40. Until they confess their iniquities, and the iniquities of their ancestors, whereby they have transgressed against me, and walked contrary unto me. 26:41. Therefore I also will walk against them, and bring them into their enemies' land until their uncircumcised mind be ashamed. Then shall they pray for their sins. 26:42. And I will remember my covenant, that I made with Jacob, and Isaac, and Abraham. I will remember also the land. 26:43. Which when she shall be left by them, shall enjoy her Sabbaths, being desolate for them. But they shall pray for their sins, because they rejected my judgments, and despised my laws. 26:44. And yet for all that when they were in the land of their enemies, I did not cast them off altogether, neither did I so despise them that they should be quite consumed, and I should make void my covenant with them. For I am the Lord their God. 26:45. And I will remember my former covenant, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the Gentiles, to be their God. I am the Lord. These are the judgments, and precepts, and laws, which the Lord gave between him and the children of Israel, in Mount Sinai, by the hand of Moses. Leviticus chapter 27. 1,000 times. 27:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 27:2. Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, the man that shall have made a vow, and promised his soul to God, shall give the price according to estimation. 27:3. If it be a man from 20 years old unto 60 years old, he shall give 50 sickles of silver, after the weight of the sanctuary. 27:4. If a woman, 30. 27:5. But from the 5th year until the 20th, the man shall give 20 sickles. A woman 10. 27:6. From 1 month until the 5th year, for a male shall be given 5 sickles. For a female 3. 27:7. A man that is 60 years old or upward, shall give 15 sickles. A woman 10. 27:8. If he be poor, and not able to pay the estimation, he shall stand before the priest, and as much as he shall value him at, and see him able to pay, so much shall he give. 27:9. But a beast that may be sacrificed to the Lord, if anyone shall vow, shall be holy. 27:10. And cannot be changed. That is to say, neither a better for a worse, nor a worse for a better. And if he shall change it, both that which was changed, and that for which it was changed, shall be consecrated to the Lord. 27:11. An unclean beast, which cannot be sacrificed to the Lord, if any man shall vow, shall be brought before the priest. 27:12. Who judging whether it be good or bad, shall set the price. 27:13. Which, if he that offereth it will give, he shall add above the estimation the 5th part. 27:14. If a man shall vow his house, and sanctify it to the Lord, the priest shall consider it, whether it be good or bad, and it shall be sold according to the price, which he shall appoint. 27:15. But if he that vowed, will redeem it, he shall give the 5th part of the estimation over and above, and shall have the house. 27:16. And if he vow the field of his possession, and consecrate it to the Lord, the price shall be rated according to the measure of the seed. If the ground be sown with 30 bushels of barley, let it be sold for 50 sickles of silver. 27:17. If he vow his field immediately from the year of Jubilee that is beginning, as much as it may be worth, at so much it shall be rated. 27:18. But if some time after, the priest shall reckon the money according to the number of years that remain until the Jubilee, and the price shall be abated. 27:19. And if he that had vowed, will redeem his field, he shall add the 5th part of the money of the estimation, and shall possess it. 27:20. And if he will not redeem it, but it be sold to any other man, he that vowed it, may not redeem it any more. 27:21. For when the day of Jubilee cometh, it shall be sanctified to the Lord, and as a possession consecrated, pertaineth to the right of the priest. 27:22. If a field that was bought, and not of a man's ancestor's possession, be sanctified to the Lord. 27:23. The priest shall reckon the price according to the number of years, unto the Jubilee, and he that had vowed, shall give it to the Lord. 27:24. But in the Jubilee, it shall return to the former owner, who had sold it, and had it in the lot of his possession. 27:25. All estimation shall be made according to the sickle of the sanctuary. A sickle hath 20 obols. 27:26. The firstborn, which belong to the Lord, no man may sanctify and thou, whether it be bullock or sheep, they are the Lord's. 27:27. And if it be an unclean beast, he that offereth it shall redeem it, according to thy estimation, and shall add the fifth part of the price. If he will not redeem it, it shall be sold to another for how much soever it was estimated by thee. 27:28. Anything that is devoted to the Lord, whether it be man, or beast, or field, shall not be sold, neither may it be redeemed. Whatsoever is once consecrated shall be holy of holies to the Lord. 27:29. And any consecration that is offered by man, shall not be redeemed, but dying shall die. 27:30. All tithes of the land, whether of corn, or of the fruits of trees, are the Lord's, and are sanctified to him. 27:31. And if any man will redeem his tithes, he shall add the fifth part of them. 27:32. Of all the tithes of oxen, and sheep, and goats, that pass under the shepherd's rod, every tenth that cometh shall be sanctified to the Lord. 27:33. It shall not be chosen neither good nor bad, neither shall it be changed for another. If any man change it, both that which was changed, and that for which it was changed, shall be sanctified to the Lord, and shall not be redeemed. 27:34. These are the precepts which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai.